My name is Alan Bethillier, from Lancaster, New Hampshire. I was born and brought up in Coos County, born in West Stewartstown, at that's now the nursing home, no longer a hospital. I'm in the logging, excavation, trucking business. I'm here to speak on, I'm in favor of the Northern Pass idea. I know I'm probably in the minority here, but I want to say a few things. I've got two young boys get out of college. They come to work for me. I employ 25 people here. We need the work. I've been in the logging business since 1983. I logged on the White Mountain National Forest for years. A few elitist groups that wanted to use it for just their own use has basically shut down the logging program on that. So I've had to diversify into other things, which includes excavation, site work, and other things. I also have a quarry. I've got 25 families that I employ that rely on me keeping them employed. The White Mountain National Forest was designed and was developed and implemented to create jobs in clean water and timber for the local industries, for local people. And it's a land of multiple use for many people. I met Tom when he first came here, and we've had multiple talks about this. The White Mountain National Forest is for multiple use for everybody. It should be used for everybody. There is power lines on it as it exists. I hunt on that land. I don't log on it anymore. If you leave here, you drive down, as I have many a times, to go visit my kids at UNH. You drive down 93. You take Route 4 over there. You see beautiful, all this beauty that everybody talks about. But you know what? Take a closer look. You're looking through power lines. Everywhere you look, Route 4, 93, Route 3, every single highway you drive on, you're seeing power lines. So, I mean, it's not the end of the world. One thing that's for certain is going to be change. Work with these people. There could be some compromises. Maybe there is some critical areas here where it could be buried. You know, I think you've got to work with them. To say no, stick your head in the sand, isn't the right way to go about this. We got to work with them. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments, Alan. Next speaker, David Atkinson.